This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
I'm going to tell you, because I'm a little bit outraged by this.
You've been stressing, you've been walking up and down, you've been pacing.
What's wrong? Right?
What's happened?
Can you believe it? Christmas has just happened.
Yes.
I've finished my trifle.
Yep, you finished your seven days of trifle.
On the seventh day of Christmas, but True Love gave me more trifle leftovers.
Very alcoholic.
And ham. All this leftover ham in the fridge. Anyway.
Oh, whack that with the jelly.
Oh, ham and jelly.
Oh, trifle's not much better, is it?
No.
Sorry, Anthony, it's beautiful.
No, Anthony, my boyfriend's trifle is fabulous. I've done the trifle. You've heard about him. But I was in Woolworths the other day doing my grocery shopping.
Some sort of shopping centre.
Oh, yeah. Unnameless shopping centre, no name brands. And can you believe what I saw on the shelf in the baked goods aisle?
Off bread.
No, there was not off bread to feed the ducks. No.
Rats.
No, like I've put your hot cross buns.
What?
Can you believe that?
In December.
In December.
On the Somme.
It's far too early for hot cross buns,
surely.
I'm
speaking French.
I know.
What?
That's not right.
In the package ones, so they weren't being made.
Well, they're in packages, yeah.
But as in, like, they're not made at, you know how they have like the inbuilt bakery?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because that's crazy if they're doing them there.
No, I think they were brought in, I think, from outside.
The chocolate ones?
No, they had the fruit ones.
Get out of there with your fruit peel.
No, see, I want my fruit peel.
Why do you want to bite into weird dried fruit like a peel?
So you like the chocolatey
when
ones?
When you eat an orange, do you peel it first?
I do.
Well, shut up. And why are you eating a peel?
But then if you had the chocolate ones, it's like a pain au chocolat, yeah? It's like
nothing wrong with a pain au chocolat.
A pain au chocolat. No, I don't like
Merci
the chocolate
beaucoup.
Ones.
No.
Merci beaucoup. I like the peel ones, yes.
They have peaked too soon.
Maybe
they're in high demand.
Do you think?
I don't know.
It's just on Christmas. How could it be Easter, hot Easter buns?
What else are they doing? And then what happens after that?
Well, after Easter?
Yeah.
Well, you think you're planning ahead, aren't you?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, what comes next? Oh. I pressed the button and got so excited. What does this mean, Dean?
Tweet. This is where we check in on the world of Twitter.
Oh, love a tweet.
You like a good tweet, don't you?
I know, it confuses me, but I try.
I don't understand Twitter, I've got to be honest with you.
That's all right.
Facebook's more my speed.
For today, for Friday, we're Twitter experts. We know everything about all things.
Fake it till we make it. In the world of Twitter,
yes.
Helen Rosner, she's put it out there. She said, what are some tiny things that you've done this year to make your life immeasurably better?
Ooh, little stepping stones.
Yeah, and she's sort of crowdsourcing solutions, little life hacks.
Did she get some good ones or some unhelpful ones?
She got some good ones.
Okay.
So the first
she started it,
and it's funny you say let it rip, because her life hack that she shared on Twitter, she started to keep, in 2017, she started to keep a phone charger in her bathroom.
Oh.
So she could charge and poo at the same time.
Goodness me. Bit of thunder out in Melbourne, that was there in the background.
Oh, I wonder what that noise was.
Maybe, I thought it was a sound effects you were playing for the toilet.
No.
Gosh.
So you used a bit of charge and poo as you go.
A lot of people get on the dating apps whilst they're on the toilet.
Really?
Dropping things various places.
Oh.
Having a poo.
Having a bit of a poo?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good thing. You want to keep yourself charged up, I guess. How'd you meet your sweetheart? Having a poo. That's love. What hope do I have as a single gal? None.
Another one that came through. Let me just find it there.
What have you got, Dean?
This person, so this was Becky on Twitter, said...
Oh, Becky, the
good
hair.
Her little life hack from Twitter was she took the time to actually unsubscribe from all those random mailing lists that she was on instead of just mass deleting them once they come into her mailbox. So she now has a nice quiet inbox. Do you do that? Do you, like, you sign up for stuff?
I have so much junk. And it comes to my primary email as well on my old Gmail. And I'm like, I'll do that later. And I'll unsubscribe from some of them.
Yes.
And then other ones, they'll just keep given it to me.
Oh, I see. I sit on the train and just delete stuff. It never occurred to me to actually just spend some time clearing up my box.
I once had, up to 2,000 unread emails on my phone.
No.
And it just said, because the little icon just had that on my phone, and my friends are like, you have to delete that. I'm feeling sick. I'm like, that's all right. I was okay.
You're okay with that?
I'm okay. Mostly.
Mostly.
What else you got?
One more life hack from the Twitterverse, and this is from Rachosaurus. Rachosaurus bought a million, I think she's probably overstating that.
What?
She bought a million chapsticks.
Oh.
From a retailer, and she
that
stuck
seems like
one inside every pocket of every jacket she owned. I like the sound of that, because you hate when you're out and you can't find your chapstick and you're chafing. Your lips are chafing and you just want to moisturise.
Rachosaurus, that is overkill. When I'm getting a flight, I often will buy another toothbrush so I can have mine and then have another one. I'm not going to get a million toothbrushes and stick it in every hole I have.
Oh, so you got multiple toothbrushes.
Only when I'm going away and I don't want to pack it, I don't want to forget my toothbrush.
Don't forget your toothbrush.
Mr. Ferguson.
yes.
Too many chapsticks. It is almost New Year's.
It is.
So, in 2018, maybe you want to clean out your cupboard. You want to declutter your life.
A bit of decluttering. Nice.
You might want to start with Facebook.
Oh, really? Well, get rid of Facebook altogether?
No. Well, I think so. Some people are doing it. Some people do it with their phone. But just have a bit of a cull of your friends. Friends. I use that term very loosely.
Loosely, inverted commas.
I think social media is just giving us a whole different definition on what friends are.
Or acquaintances.
Yeah, I met you at a party, you're my friend. No, you're not. You're some weirdo at a party that's following me and liking my stuff for no reason.
I went to school with you like 100 years ago.
Yeah. Well, now you're showing your age.
Not literally, but you know what I mean?
Who's Mrs. Stegosaurus? Anyway.
Are you going to do that? You're going to go through your friend list and sort of maybe
do you know what I did?
Up?
Very controversial, but I think it's best for both parties. Both parties, I mean me, culled my mum.
Oh, mum's gone.
Got her out.
So no more mum on Facebook.
I don't live a very clean life. I mean, that sounds awful. I'm a very good girl. I post things that I wouldn't share with my parents or family. So why would I want them look? That's not the relationship I want to have with them.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
text me, call me, have coffee with me. I just don't want you on my Facebook with all my, because I do stand up comedy. So I've got all sorts of dirty stuff. I say a few swears, Dean.
Or do you use some rude words, some F bombs?
I'm a little doesn't matter which bombs I'm dropping. Point I'm dropping them. And
but you got two. You got a personal account, and then you've got.
I've got my comedy page. It is Jacqueline Mifsud Comedy.
Oh, okay, and that's on Facebook.
Yes, Jacqueline Mifsud Comedy. MIFSUD. Mike India Foxtrot Sierra. What's you? Uniform Delta.
Okay.
Yes.
But the whole culling on Facebook is a little bit controversial. I've seen some friends will do like a post saying, congratulations, if you've seen this message, you're still part of my friendship circle. Yeah. I've done a cull.
That's
I don't
a
know
bit
if you
weird.
Should do that.
You're not the Messiah. Just a very naughty boy.
But
no,
the other day I had this thought. I thought, I haven't heard from so-and-so for a while.
Yeah.
So I went through my friend list. No longer a friend.
But that...
I've been cut loose.
Does that bother you? I like
not really.
It. Because... Why do you want to be with someone that doesn't want to be with you? As a single gal, that is the question I ask myself very often.
Well, even like with a school friend from 100 years ago, if they unfriend me, I'll live with that.
You wouldn't. You shared a moment, or you used to be friends and had something going on in the past.
You shared a sandwich in the playground.
Shared a sandwich. Years ago. Maybe had a smooch behind the tennis courts. Who knows? But that's gone and moved on. Like, you wouldn't even know they existed if it weren't for Facebook. So you have a lot of hangers-on.
Yes, but now's a good time of the year to do that, though, I think.
Yeah.
As you say, end of year, declutter, bit of a cleanse.
Yeah.
Hey. It's Friday trivia time.
It is Friday. Yay, trivia time. And Dean, are you ready?
I am ready.
What I'm going to do is I am going to read you a quote from a movie,
and
you have to guess said movie. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
All right. I won't do an accent because I'm never sure if that's not good or not. In this country, you got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the women.
Oh. See, I had a sense of an accent there.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, are you Godfather?
I'm not the Godfather.
You're not the Godfather.
Oh, thanks for asking.
Oh, are you Pacino, or is it El Pacino or not?
Maybe.
Give me a clue, Billy.
First you get What in your... I don't know how to not offend anyone's
nature. Like Godfather.
No, that's... Well, it's because I'm a brilliant actor.
Clearly. Now, give me another clue. Give me another clue.
It's a good... look, I don't know much.
Is it in black and white or is it in colour?
It's a lot of... it's a dodgy black, dodgy colour. It's about an illegal substance.
Okay.
And acquiring a lot of it.
Oh.
What about if I give you a different quote from the same movie?
Do that. Okay.
Say hello to my little friend.
Taxi Driver. No.
No.
If
someone hit me in the face with a sharp object.
Yes.
And it would leave. What would it leave?
Scarface.
Yay!
Yay!
Wasn't gay enough for you.
That wasn't gay at all. There's no sequence in that. There's no show tunes in that.
No one's singing. Next one.
Okay, right. Give me another one.
Okay, well, I hope you get this one.
Yeah, so do I.
Dean's like, are these easy? I'm like, of course they are, darling. All right.
Okay, bring it on.
I fart in your general direction.
Oh.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries. Oh, no? Oh, I thought you'd get this one.
Oh.
Now I'm just saying fart.
You're saying fart a lot. Not Shrek. No.
No, there's two other boys in the room. They are quite young, though. We've got two boys in the room, by the way. Any ideas?
You guys know
what it might be?
You probably know that. I can't think of the name of it.
Is it Monty Python?
Yeah, it's Monty Python, the Holy Grail. I'm sorry, Dean. That was
hard. So we should explain who these boys are.
Yes.
We've got Steve and Tom, who are going to be doing Drive next Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they've come in here so we can show them how not to do it.
Massaging my feet.
Getting us water, getting us drinks.
No. Give me a manicure. Sorry. All right. I'll do a Dean-friendly one.
Oh, please. Moulin Rouge. Oh, no? Wizard of Oz. Mary Poppins.
Or maybe you say a movie, I'll give you a quote. That'd be fun.
That'd be more fun for me.
Frankly, my dear.
Oh.
I don't give a damn.
That'd be Gone with the Wind.
Yay! Dean-friendly one! Woo! Okay.
Last one.
What about I Love You, Jacqueline? No, I just threw that in there. Someone's got to say it. Here's looking at you, kid.
Oh, Casablanca.
Yay! Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me, aren't you? I did an accent for that one.
You did do an accent for that one. Were you being Dustin Hoffman?
Perhaps I was.
Do you guys know what it is? Tom? Steve?
No.
It's a great movie.
Oh, come on, boys.
It's a banger, boys.
It's a banger, boys. It's The Graduate.
It's The Graduate.
Yay.
Do you know what, Dean?
But you know what? Tom was born. What year were you born, Tom?
2000.
Oh,
yeah,
shut up.
That's
a shut up button. It's fine. No, but also welcome. And don't shut up. But then do it, but then don't again. I watched The Graduate at a giant screen in an outdoor cinema in Paris. Thank you. Doesn't matter. Anyway, next
one. Did you live in Paris?
Oh, I did. Thanks for asking. Okay. Well, the boys don't know that. I lived in Paris for 4 years.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It's the only interesting thing about me. Here we go. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, I know what this one is. Do you guys know? Steve, come on. Come on.
Come on, Steve.
The G-pad?
Say it again, Tom.
The kid from the G-pad? When they buy the big car and then...
Oh, no.
Has been used in the G-pad. You're right.
I think that's referencing this movie.
Yes, that's referencing this movie.
So he looks out. He sees something and he goes, you're going to need a bigger boat.
Steven Spielberg directed it. There was water involved.
Jaws?
Yeah.
Woo! Tom, you were born in 2000. So by 2000, we had Jaws 1, 2, 3 and 4.
It's 4?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Jaws 3 was the one that was in 3D, which you didn't miss nothing. Okay. That's back in the 80s.
I can't even go in a swimming pool because I have an overactive imagination.
Oh, okay.
That's a nice fact. Whoever you are, I have always depended on the kindness of strangers.
Oh, I know this one.
Of course you do.
Can I see if Steve and Tom know?
This is extra.
Did you do this one at school? You must do this at school, yeah?
I don't think so. I wasn't paying much attention.
I know it because The Simpsons do it, and Marge is in a play, and she plays this character.
Stella! Oh, come on. Come on, Steve.
It's
come
some
on.
Sort of vehicle, and it has a name.
Tennessee Williams wrote it.
Wait, that's got to help me.
Vivian Lee played it. See, look, I know
I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
Blanche DuBois was the character. Mm.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Ah. Come on. That's the, oh, come on.
Oh, come on, Dean.
It's the Glass Menagerie.
It's the Glass Menagerie. What? It's a streetcar named Desire.
A streetcar named Desire, sorry.
Oh, I got it wrong.
Sorry.
I haven't got the buttons. So that's it. You lose a million points.
I had the right to play right, wrong show. Oh, how awkward.
Well.
I have to have my gay badge back in now.
Give me a gun and your gay badge.
Okay.
This is a fun one.
Okay.
But I can't do the accent again. It might be a bit rude. Hello. My name is Ignore. Oh, I got it wrong. Ignore Montagna. Montoya. I ruined it.
You killed my father.
Yeah, you killed my father. Prepare to die.
Come, Steve. Tom. You know I stole this one.
Inigo? You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Played by Mandy Patinkin. Come on, boys.
Oh, I love the accent.
I know, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed to do one.
I think you're throwing the with the accent.
But that's the accent.
It is. It is. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Montoya, you killed my father. Prepare to die.
No?
Is it meant to be Inigo? No.
We've got a message what's in from Anthony. He knows what it is.
Yes. It's a very good movie.
One of my personal faves. But you guys are too young.
That's why I didn't suspect there'd be...
No, young people here. What's that about?
Under the age of 70, or how old you are, Dean.
It's The Princess Bride!
Yay.
Now you know it.
Have you seen The Princess Bride?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Do it. Here's a family-friendly one. Or do we want to keep going? All right.
One last one.
Everything the light touches will be yours.
Oh,
Lion King.
Lion King.
Yay!
Oh, see, they...
Lion King.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.